All right, you fans of The Crown, get ready to binge. Season 2 of the Netflix hit is finally out. Here's an appetizer. Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip discussing their rocky marriage.
Look, I realize this marriage has turned out to be something quite different to what we both imagined.
Understatement.
And that we find ourselves in a...
prison.
A situation that is unique. The exit route which is open to everyone else.
Divorce.
Yes, divorce. It's not an option for us. Ever.
10 fresh episodes of The Crown dropped today, as well as a new soundtrack. Adeline Sear has been listening to that soundtrack and talking to the composers.
British film composer Rupert Gregson-Williams has scored a lot of blockbusters such as The Legend of Tarzan, Hacksaw Ridge, and Wonder Woman. But for the Netflix award-winning series The Crown, Gregson-Williams went for a haunting sound, starting with the opening credits theme. As we see liquid gold shoots stretching into parts of a crown, a dark melody builds into a grand overture. Gregson-Williams says he and his fellow composers received precise instructions from series creator Peter Morgan about evoking Britain's post-war period.
Peter Morgan was very specific about how he wanted to feel like we had tectonic plates shifting in the world, but he wanted it to feel regal but without being pompous. And we had lots of conversations. In fact, that theme took quite a long time, a lot of time talking and not writing, and then eventually we got it.
The theme is inspired by an aria by 17th century English composer Henry Purcell, who in his day wrote music for English monarchs. The Crown's season 1 focused on the birth of a queen, a young woman stepping into a demanding role with apprehension. In an early scene, we see Elizabeth II, played by Claire Foy, trying to walk with her heavy crown.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Do you suppose I could borrow it? For a couple of days, just to practice.
The music in this season reflects a sense of awe and wonder. But season 2 hits a darker tone, reflected in a bigger and more menacing orchestral sound. Co-composer Lauren Balfe explains.
They've matured. So the Queen is now a reigning monarch instead of a young girl given this position. It's a different journey for them, and that's why the music evolves.
The world has changed. Society in Britain has changed.
You married a wild spirit. Trying to tame them is no use.
This restlessness of yours, it has to be a thing of the past.
Queen Elizabeth is dealing with an increasingly strained marriage, scandals that threaten the crown, and headlines that call her an out-of-touch monarch. And an international crisis rocks the country, the Suez Canal crisis, which leads to the resignation of Prime Minister Anthony Eden. Netflix says the second season bears witness to the end of the age of deference and ushers in the revolutionary era of the 1960s. And in this story, much of that sentiment is carried by Princess Margaret.
I know who I am, a woman for the modern age, free to live, to love, and free to break away.
She was just a completely different animal and always trying to break out of the mould of the royal family. And that's where the difference is, you know, Elizabeth still living in pre-war times and Margaret trying to be something a little bit more modern, you know.
In this series that paints intimate portraits of royalty and chronicles major events of the 20th century, the music is as stirring as the story. For The World, Adeline Sear, Paris.
Thank you. Thank you.